Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and we want to thank these Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Co-Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. If you're a company that values fostering leadership growth, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. Now, we're here in the Leaders Portfolio studio with the co-founder and CEO of Clean Currents Energy Services, Mr. Charles Segerman. Clean Currents Energy Services, located in Rockville, Maryland, is a supplier of green electricity to residential and commercial customers and is an Inc. 500 company ranked 196 on the 2011 list. Welcome, Charles, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate the invitation.
Now, you founded this company.
Co-founded.
Co-founded. And so, and your background is engineering and law.
Correct.
And maybe we should kind of start with that, which is that you had a background in green, in the green field before this.
Well, it actually started with real estate development and then an interest in law in order to get a better understanding of the transactions. And then I became the director of green development at a large real estate development group in the Washington area. And that group, the tower companies, really focused on sustainable development. And that's really where I piqued my interest on how to develop sustainable properties. And energy being a big part of sustainability, my focus started to be on electric consumption.
And so how, you know, talk about that process from starting it and getting your first customer.
Well, we started Clean Currents as a broker, and so that gave us really good insight into our customers and what they wanted. And then from that, me and my co-founders were able to develop products that really turned something back to the customer base. Traditionally, utilities have been serving customers, and utilities are not generally dynamic in nature, and so we were able to create products that our customers wanted. Just a different way of delivering energy.
And you provide both wind and solar power panels.
We're a vertically integrated company, so we do both what they call distributed power, which would be traditional solar hot water, and we used to do photovoltaic installations ourselves as well. Most of our work now is grid-powered, so you know, we supply power to residential and commercial customers, but we really look at properties three ways. One is efficiency, how to reduce consumption on site. Second, how to generate power on site. And then the third is strategic appropriation from the grid, and that's really where we excel.
And why that shift?
Well, most properties use power from the grid, and so that's really where our focus is. But you can generate, you know, somewhere between 20% and 50% of your property of your energy on site. And if you do energy efficiency products that also reduce your consumption 10% to 20%, and then there's also something called demand response where you actually get paid for using less electricity. There's different revenue streams, and that's part of Clean Currents, is how to bring these different products out there. We sort of align them in a way once we get to know our customers' needs. We work really closely with our customers so we can bring these renewable products to them, hopefully be cost effective. And so in that way, people are hopefully paying less and supporting the environment.
At some point, you partner with a company for free solar panel installation?
We actually did roll out with one of our channel partners, Solar City, which is a national integrator of photovoltaics. We have something called the Clean Current Solar PPA, where actually for no money down, you get a system on your roof that's maintained by a third party. And all you do is pay for the power that that system generates. All the maintenance and all the warranties and everything are by a third party. So you're contracting for a term. You know what you're going to pay. And so that way you can have photovoltaics on your roof for no money down.
And that's unusual.
Yeah, it's the first of its kind, I believe.
And what happens if you you know, get job transfer. The panels get taken off.
You have choices. You can take the system with you. You can leave it. You can have the next buyer take it on. Usually these systems add value to properties, so you're usually, you know, happy to have it on there. The big hurdle has been, how do I get the system? And so photovoltaics have usually had a first cost that was prohibitive for most folks. And so SolarCity's been working on ways to deliver photovoltaics for less to more consumers.
Interesting. All right, we're in studio with the co-founder and CEO of Clean Currents Energy Services, Clean Currents Energy Services, Inc. 500 company, ranked 196 in the 2011 list. So how did you feel with kind of achieving that? And were there other kind of indicators that you were trying to meet that you've achieved over the last couple of years?
Well, that was definitely one of our more exciting acknowledgments, I would say. We've won awards along the way, but you know, that one was just because of its national recognition. You know, we were kind of joking around. We really thought we'd be in the 400s or something like that. I mean, just to get on that list is, we're proud to be on the list at all. And then to be under 200 was, like, just exceptional.
So did you have an Inc. 500 party?
We did. I mean, you know, we're now we're, you know, I guess you would call early stage. But, you know, kind of view ourselves as a startup, and so with startups you're just always keeping your money, and so everything's been pretty low budget for us so far.
Makes sense. And your background is, you have a master's degree in engineering from Washington University and a law degree from George Washington University.
Yeah, a bachelor of science for the engineering.
Okay, got it. And what's your overall leadership philosophy?
You know, it's been developing as we go, but I would say generally I believe in self-empowerment. So what we'd like to do is hire really smart people and then let them sort of develop their role. We define the responsibilities, but then we say that folks can expand once they take care of their core requirements. So that way we really get to see people grow and see what they like and where they're strong. So it requires a little bit of responsibility because we're not micromanaging, but there's, you know, things happen so quickly that it's hard to take the micromanagement perspective. And it just seems like, you know, studying leaders, that's usually not the best way to grow a company.
And, you have a community interest, and I talk about that on air because obviously it's something I'm passionate about. It is you know, kind of the role of corporations in giving back to the community. And so I wanted to ask you about this discussion because you have a commitment to this and to the environment, and you talked about how you're a certified B Corporation, which is a new legal designation, which means a company provides a public benefit as well as a profit, which is interesting.
Correct.
You know what's interesting to me about that is that the assumption is that companies shouldn't, you know, that this is a new class, right? That some companies should provide a public benefit with profit when, you know, I would argue that should be the definition of a company, right? Is providing some public benefit with a profit, right?
Well, there's been some debate. I mean, it's exciting to talk about that because you would think that companies, you know, should be transparent. I mean, we have a tagline. We would say we're a for-profit with a nonprofit mission. It doesn't sound so great to our investors, but you know, that really was, you know, our core philosophy. So when the B Corp opportunity came, you know, we were all over that because we're like, that's us. You know, that's what we do. That's the way we think. But you know, on the other hand, you'll have folks that will say, you know, that, you know, it's the job of the CEO to return as much money to the investors as possible, and then it's up to the investors to decide whether they should give back to the community or not. I think being in the power business, there's just such an ability to improve the environment more effectively than someone on the outside trying to do it, that if we can put that into our mission statement, then I think we're in a better position to do it and do it cost effectively. We're a profitable company. So our investors, you know, should be happy with that. And we're also improving the environment. And I think everyone should be happy with that.
And, you know, another discussion I've had is, you know, there's some people who believe you should pick your community service issue, right? Whether it be the environment or the homeless or at-risk youth. and really focus on that. And other people would say, no, you have a responsibility to kind of, to in some ways, care about all those segments, right? Thoughts on that? You don't have to have a definitive answer. I mean, this is
no,
a
good, that one
a good discussion.
I think I can answer because, you know, what we've learned is to focus. And so I would say, you know, for us, it's the environment. We can focus on the environment. That's what we know about. Others are stronger with disadvantaged youth or the homeless. And so, you know, I'll leave it to others who are more knowledgeable in those areas. You know, we're going to help where we can. And kind of leave it at that, I'd say. I mean, we're always open to trying to help others, but, you know, we know what our strengths are and we know when, you know, it's what we can have a significant impact at.
And let's close with you telling me a little bit about where you think Clean Currents Energy Services is going to head the next couple of years, and also with that, where you think green electricity is going to head.
Sure. So Clean Currents, we're right now in Maryland and D.C. We're expanding into Pennsylvania. I'd like to think we'll be in two or three more states in the next 2 years, ideally. So right now we're just basically trying to show folks that green power can actually be cheaper than not going green. Mm-hmm. So in our case, I like to say every day you're not going with Clean Currents, you're spending more to burn fossil fuels. And just that dialogue gets people interested in the idea of being able to ask who is supplying your energy and how that energy is being provided. As far as the whole green energy sector, honestly, I think it's really the new economy for the United States. There's so much science that's involved and the efficiencies that can be done. And, you know, we do a lot with schools and teaching folks about electricity and photovoltaics. I just think it's such an opportunity. There's manufacturing opportunities, there are installer opportunities. So if the housing market is slowing down, maybe we can look at renewable energy generation as being a replacement for that construction industry.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being on the show, Charles.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Clean Currents Energy Services, Mr. Charles Segerman, co-founder and CEO, here with us in the Leaders Portfolio Studio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We're in the midst of this year's Leaders Portfolio Awards, where we're recognizing top businesses and business leaders with their commitment to leadership. That's leadersportfolio.com. You can find information there, as well as this audio cast of Charles Segerman at leadersportfolio.com. We'll return after this from our sponsors.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.